We're in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, Sif Gimel. The Rama says, that you shouldn't take both sides, lahatir, meaning that you shouldn't get haircuts up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar and start getting haircuts again from Lag BaOmer on. That for sure you should not do. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you would be able to be machmir like both, meaning from Pesach to Erev Shavuos, to not do any haircuts or anything like that. And even though it's called Shtei Chumras, which seem to contradict each other, it's actually okay since you're doing it because of Safek, it's okay. However, you don't need to do so. Sif Dalid, Hanashim, Nago, Hanashim Shalol Lasos, Malachim, Pesach Vareteres, Mishkiya Sachama, Ve'elach. The women have a custom not to do malacha from Pesach until Atzeres, all of Sirus Omer, from Shkia and on. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this really applies to men as well, and the reason is because the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were buried after Shkia Sachama, after sunset, and so then everybody would stop doing any malacha while the burial was going on. The Tur brings another reason, because during the time of Sirus Omer, that's the time of Sirus Omer, and the Omer, it says Sheva Shabbosos, which has the language of Shavus, which means that you shouldn't do malacha during the Omer. And according to this, after you count the Tzvira, then you would be allowed to do malacha. The Shaar Tzion points out that even according to the first reason, they need to be machmir from Shkia Sachama and on, meaning the amount of time that it takes to do kvura. For sure, after Lag BaOmer, for sure there's no reason to be machmir, because according to the first reason, we held that they stopped being buried, they stopped dying anyway. So for sure, from Lag BaOmer on, there'd be no reason to be machmir, but many don't have this minhag anyway. Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet, Tzeder Tfilas Chag Shavuos, Sifal, Yom Chamishim Usiris Omer, Hu Chag Shavuos, from the 50th day of Sfira, of counting, is Shavuos. V'seder ha'tfilah k'mo b'yom tov shel Pesach. The davening is just like Pesach. Ela she'omer m'siyom chag ha'shavuos, as says Ma'amatan Toraseinu. Instead of saying Zman Chayruseinu, we say Ma'amatan Toraseinu. The gomer ma'alo, we say a full halo. V'tzin shnei svarim, take out two sefer Torah, korim b'rishon chamisha mi'bachodosh ha'shlishi atzof ha'seder. The first Torah, we read five aliyahs from the Aseres Hadibros. U'maftir korei b'sheni u'v'yom ha'bikurim. And then the second Torah, we lay in the maftir of Yom HaBikurim, the psukim about Chag HaShavuos. The Mishnah Berurah says that we start Marv later, meaning we don't start Marv until Tzisak Chavim, to ensure that the Svira is a complete 49 days. There is an issue of when to be Makabel Tosefes Yontif, because we try to, just like we try to do Tosefes Shabbos, to accept Shabbos a little early, we try to do the same thing with Yontif. So Rav Nissen Karelitz says that it's okay, you can accept Yontif early, and this doesn't ruin the Tamimos, since that time is still called the 49th day of Svira. You just prohibited yourself from doing Malacha. But as long as you wait till Davar Marv, until it says, you're going to be okay, so you can fulfill both. You could do a Tosefes Yom Tov and still have the full Tamimos. Different postgame suggests that it's not such a big issue, to make sure you have this to Davar Marv at Seis, as it's only a chumra of Tamimos anyway. But this is the Minhag Yisrael. The Zohar quotes that the Chassidim Harishonim used to stay up all night learning Torah, and this is what most people do nowadays, and Arizal explains that just like at night you don't sleep at all and you learn Torah, so for sure, he says that if someone learns Torah all night, so then they'll for sure have a good year, and nothing bad will happen. The reason the Magen Avraham explains, the reason why we stay up all night Shavuos is because the Jews slept at night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake them to get the Torah, so we want to fix that. If you do stay up all night, there are certain things they need to be aware of, the Mishnah Berurah says, that we've discussed way back in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, such as not making Alantil Sidayim until after going to the bathroom, and then washing your hands, and making Alantil Sidayim and Asher Yatzar, discussion of when to how to make the bracha on your talis katan. If you're already wearing your talis, rather you should hear it from someone else who's putting on a talis gadol, or you should put on a talis gadol. Discussion of when to make brachas haTorah, Hilkai Neshama, Mavrishenu, all these we say to be yotze with someone else. It's also the minhag to say Akdamos on the first day of Shavuos, and the Chronim agree that this should be said before the Kohen gets the Aliyah. You call up the Kohen, he goes up to get his Aliyah, and then we say Akdamos. And Yitziv Pisgam is said on the second day at the time of the Haftorah, after the first Pasuk of the Haftorah. If you messed up and didn't say Akdamos when you were supposed to, so you could say it afterwards. There's also interesting discussions about when should you wash the Tilos Yadayim, how soon after Alos, and then if you don't do it right away, are you able to learn until that time? Interesting discussion in the postgame. Why don't you consult the postgame as to what the appropriate different Nihugim are for Shavuos night.